What have you heard about the Kincade fire in terms of progress being made this afternoon?
Well, we have over 3,000 people working on that fire. We're actually bringing new assets up from Southern California. As you know, we've been battling over 8 major wildfires up and down the state, San Diego, L.A. County, and, of course, a number in the Bay Area. The good news is we feel like we're controlling the vast majority of those other fires, and we'll have even more resources in addition to the historic resources we're putting on Kincade. Still 10% contained, though 10% of a growing footprint, so we're holding our own. The winds, we think, over past peak, and as was just noted, the winds begin to die down this evening and early morning. We'll be able to get more air resources up from 747s, the DC-10s, these new helicopters we're bringing online, etc. But bulldozers, hand crews, historic folks out there doing incredible work, and very proud of the work that they're doing.
Governor, what can you tell us about the public safety power outages? Any updates for us?
Yeah, still close. You know, it jumps up and down, but this has impacted not just Northern California, but also parts of Southern California. And we have a million customers still offline. The good news under extraordinarily difficult circumstances is, as it was noted, these winds begin to die down. We'll get these all clear notices out. The problem is with all these lines slapping and these trees down, potential power lines down, we've got to physically investigate and get aerial equipment to investigate those lines before we turn them back on. So we are supplementing the work of PG&E. We're providing more aircraft fixed wing from CHP with infrared technology, as well as the National Guard that's supplementing those efforts to do everything in our power to expedite those power outages and rather see those re-energized sooner than was advertised.
What is your biggest concern this afternoon right now?
It's just these winds whipping up the community of Windsor, Healdsburg, holding the line, keeping on the east side of 101 and not having this fire spread on the west side of 101. In addition to that, just flare-ups. These kinds of historic red flag warnings, high winds, when you get gusts, 60, 70, 80 miles an hour is what's recorded in some instances. That just means we have to be vigilant everywhere. We have a Potter Valley fire. It's a new fire sort of north of Clear Lake that we're paying particular attention to at the moment. But let me just say this. There are a lot of saves out there. There have been dozens and dozens of flare-ups. And because of a lot of pre-positioning, a historic number of assets that have been pre-positioned around the state, and just the extraordinary work of our first responders, they've been able to put out a lot of these fires before they were became big national headlines. And we want to continue that vigilance, and by no stretch are we out of the woods yet.
Governor, in addition to everything that we've talked about so far with you, we've got spot fires breaking out all across the Bay Area, of those winds picking up embers, carrying them across freeways. To what degree is the state involved in working with local fire agencies?
At historic levels, our mutual aid program is second to none. We have had the opportunity of knowing and pre-positioning, pre-planning for these high winds. And so we engaged in kind of collaboration and partnerships. I can assure you just simply haven't seen in the past from the state. I also provided a new money for local government, counties, $26 million, cities, $10 million of resources for emergency aid. And with this emergency declaration that you just noted at the top of the hour, we have the ability now to move contracts forward and move equipment, including from out of state into our state without the bureaucratic paperwork. And that includes 75 engines coming down from that are already in state, vast majority from Oregon, an additional 75 for a total 150 from other states. So the mutual aid, local, state, and federal is without precedent, and we'll have to be vigilant, as you suggest, with these spot fires and these flares all over the region.